You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Do you know if you fart underwater, it's stronger?
The pressure or
there
the smell?
Are certain factoids that we just do not need clogging our brains. And I'm going to add that one to the list.
Okay, well, I'm just here to spread information. If you heard in Dan's newscast, they have announced the halftime show, first ever.
Yeah.
Halftime show at the World Cup. And it's going to be Madonna, Shakira, and BTS K-pop.
What a combo.
Yep. By the way, would you care to guess where the big reveal was made? The last place you would expect. On Sesame Street.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
This show brought to you by the letter A.
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yeah, I heard
was
that.
Was on Sesame Street, and he revealed the halftime show superstar lineup with Elmo and Cookie Monster.
Were they dancing and got caught on camera? Wait, that was U2. No, that was Coldplay.
That was Coldplay, yeah.
Okay.
Ticket prices are dropping for the World Cup because they are not selling out. So just hang tight. The game's starting about a month, a little less than a month, but the prices are already starting to drop.
There we go.
Yep.
I said they would, and I hope that everyone, it's going to work. I don't even want to have the discussion. I just think people are poo-pooing too many things too early.
I'm really looking forward to getting some $50 tickets.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
Don't think that's going to happen, but.
Well, it could. For example, Rob Brenton next door, he's going to Austria, Algeria at Arrowhead. Now, he's way up at the top. Like, he could spit backwards and it would go over the top of the stadium. His tickets, when he bought them about a little less than a month ago, were $134. Now, this is a game that nobody cares about, Austria, Algeria. But you're at the World Cup.
You get to say you went?
Yep. And he bought a ticket for him, his wife, and his brother, I think. And each one was $134.
Did you see last night, because we don't miss a Royals game, you know that, that a fan, I don't know what happened, fell from the seating during the White Sox-Royals game.
Like, down, like from tier to tier?
Scott, down into the Royals bullpen.
Hmm.
It actually obviously delayed the game. I don't know what happened. And they didn't spend a lot of time, obviously, talking about it on the broadcast. Something happened, and he fell from the outfield bleachers into Kansas City's bullpen.
And you don't know his condition?
No. He jumped up to celebrate. Here we go. White Sox fan Zach Kriegler told the Kansas City Star. He jumped up to celebrate on a double and fell over. This is just like the last time this happened.
That last time was in Pittsburgh.
Where the guy flipped over the bar like Mary Lou Retton on the parallel bars?
Well, she actually nailed the landing.
At the Pirates game. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, we do not have an update on his condition. The guy said he got excited and it just happened. He flipped over. Quote, I have never seen anything like it in my life. I just hope he is okay.
The only time I've ever sat in the front row of anything, and I was
gotta watch that bar, man, because it comes up to your up to your thighs.
It was the night I took my brother and I took my mom to a Kiss concert at T-Mobile Center, then Sprint Center, and we were in the second level, and you know those seats are much steeper. Much steeper.
That's scary if you look down.
Yeah,
it is.
And we were in the front row of the second level at T-Mobile. I sat down for an entire... I've never sat down at a Kiss concert in my life. And I refused to stand up.
You got to be careful.
I thought, my God, this is so steep. And that drop is so far. I'm not going to sit here and rock out and... You know, jump up and down. I sat down for an entire Kiss concert. And I survived.
We get an update on his condition. We'll pass it on to you.
Okay. An Oklahoma judge today has allowed former death row prisoner Richard Glossop to be released on bond while he awaits retrial over a 1997 killing that put him on the brink of execution three separate times.
Yep. Uh-huh. He now could be out while this sorts out.
Yesterday
he could now he's out.
They've given him a bond. He can be released on bond.
Yeah.
The decision clears the way for Glossop, who is 63 years of age, to leave a lockup for the first time since his arrest nearly 30 years ago. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out his conviction, and his longstanding claims of innocence have drawn support from Kim Kardashian and other prominent figures. Bond is set at $500,000. He would have to wear an electronic monitoring device, will not be allowed to travel outside of Oklahoma, can't use drugs or alcohol. He was sentenced to death over the 1997 killing in Oklahoma City of his former boss, who is a motel owner by the name of Barry, in what prosecutors have alleged was a murder-for-hire scheme. Let me ask you this. If the U.S. Supreme Court threw out his conviction last year, why did it take until May to give him bond?
Don't you remember in the local case, there was no path forward after actual innocence is proven to gain your freedom in was it Kansas or on the Missouri side?
No, it was in Missouri.
It was in Missouri. I think it was JPB we talked about. There was no legal path forward because of actual innocence to get somebody out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane.
Remember, what was the name of the guy?
Oh, my God, he missed his mom's funeral. Remember that?
Yes. What was the name of the guy who?
Kevin Strickland.
Kevin Strickland. Yep. God, that made me mad.
Who ended up continuing to serve months and months in prison, even though a judge said,
you didn't do it.
You didn't do it, buddy. You're free to go. And it took them months they should have opened the door of his cell that night.
They should have said, we're going to give you $1 million a day for every day the state can't get this figured out. They would figure it out very quickly at that point.
Yep. Even CNN is doing the Richard Glossop story right now. 3 decades behind bars, and it is quite possible he did not do it. Had nothing to do with it. He is free to go for now if he can get $500,000.
Why should he have to post bond?
Because they're still going to try him for murder.
Okay. I ask again, when someone gets it wrong in the justice system.
Why can't we just admit it?
They get it so very wrong. And this isn't even this prosecutor. I bet the prosecutor who was in office when he was put back 30, probably dead. Yep. Probably not even here anymore.
Probably.
Why, when we get it so wrong, can we not just say, oh my God, this is such a travesty. We are so sorry. How can we help you?
Like in the Murdaugh case.
Uh-oh.
Really, Sam? Uh-oh. 515. Really? You are grounded. You are in timeout.
I actually thought that was pretty funny.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Somebody wrote online today, do you find it ironic that he was convicted of murder and his last name is Murdaugh?
Yeah. Now, he's not getting out. I want to be clear.
Or was he convicted of murder?
He's not getting out.
He was, and then
and
he wasn't.
The state says they are going to retry him. That poor family, Scott. Oh, my God. That poor woman's sister.
Why even bother? He's 54 years old. Or 58. He's 58.
Because he murdered. Like, literally. And they knew it was him. Like, it's the most awful, god-awful crime. You can't just be like on a technicality because the clerk of the court went cuckoo and tried to write a book, which I'm not saying was okay, and she went to jail.
It's not okay.
It is absolutely not okay that she went in and was like, man, he is really guilty. Not okay.
Yeah.
And even the court said in their decision, the state had plenty of evidence without going down this road or this road to convict him. There was so much evidence.
Speaking of crime. After 90 years in Kansas City, a mainstay changes its hours from 24 hours a day to close at 8 p.m., citing crime in the crossroads.
Is Mr. Lopez here?
David Lopez is in the newsroom, ready to join us next.
913-586-7798. So it was announced this week that Town Topic near 20th and Broadway is cutting back a 24-hour restaurant. And we joked yesterday, the food, I don't know if it was a joke or not, the food is so good, but as you're eating it, you can literally feel your heart stopping.
How many presidents ate there? I mean, I think almost all of them. They always would stop when they came to town.
There's been some trouble in the parking lot adjacent to Town Topic.
Out-of-state owner.
And that's correct. And they are now closing at 8 o'clock at night, no longer will be open as they always have been 24 hours a day. Joining us in studio is David Lopez, the steward of Manny's and former president of the Kansas City Restaurant Association. David, welcome. It's always good to see you, man.
It's always good to see you both. Thank you so much for having me on.
You've been very vocal about crime downtown and the crossroads, how we tackle the crime issue for the safety of your staff, for the safety of the customers. And I told this story yesterday on the air. We ended up outside of Town Topic. It was midnight after we saw Chicago, the musical at the Kauffman Center. And we had a discussion about it last night. I said, do you remember feeling like, and I didn't even have to finish the sentence, he said, like, we needed to get out of there. Mm. And there were loiterers there. And so when I heard them say this, we were there at midnight. I thought, how do their staff members feel going to their cars at, you know, 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. when you just get that feeling. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
That just didn't feel right. There were too many people milling around, and I thought, you know what? Let's get this and get the hell out of here. Yeah. And we shouldn't feel like that in our city.
No, we shouldn't feel like that anywhere. And, you know, and it's there is no one element. There is many elements. It's a systemic failure. That's what it is. When generational businesses like Town Topic, you know, I commend the ownership of Town Topic. I commend them for doing what they feel is best for their people that they employ, for their customers that want to come and enjoy them. I commend them for doing their due diligence, trying to find solutions, trying to find answers. And it just seems like it's fallen upon deaf ears. And that is such a tragic thing. Small business owners in Kansas City, small business owners anywhere, we put a lot on the line. We put a lot on the line to be stewards of our businesses, to care for the people that choose to walk through our doors with their families, their children, their wives, their husbands, their grandparents. They choose to celebrate with us, and we take that so seriously. And to feel this, you know, this almost like this just lightning bolt, this bell being rung, it demands for all of us as Kansas Cityans to come together and find a solution that allows us to be safe.
Dana and I have been reporting in this town and doing this talk show, I believe a combined 60 some odd years. And the old adage back in the 90s was, you could fire off a cannon at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and no one would call 911 because no one was there. Mm-hmm. Or you the other perception was you didn't want to be downtown after 5 o'clock. Is there still a crime problem in downtown and the Crossroads area?
I mean, I'd be foolish to tell you there isn't. You know, I'd be very naive, and I can't afford to be like that. You know, my main responsibility is for my 60 staff members. It's for the customers that walk through my door, and it's also for our neighborhood. And the reality of it is that, you know, 2 years ago, we did a big story with Fox 4. It blew up internationally. I had friends calling me in London saying, your face is on the Jumbotron in the middle of London. I was like, what is going on? I mean, it was crazy. And they were calling it Mad Max-like situations, Thunderdome, because they showed vehicles spinning out and ATVs and motorcycles. And the reality of it is that has there been an improvement? Yes, I do believe there has been an improvement. But has it been enough? Well, obviously, it hasn't been enough. If a business like Town Topic is saying, we just can't do this anymore.
Now, the flip side of that is the police department's going to say, we cannot staff someone on every corner in Kansas City.
That's a fair argument.
And I don't think that's what Town Topic was. Now, they have said, we have pleaded with police to help support this area around here. Very high profile, right there on Broadway. Mm-hmm. What is the... Aside from having, and I've seen the warning, you're being filmed. You know, we went to, I think it was Tomstown once, and we heard that, and I thought, well, that's good. You know, I don't want my car broken into. outside of stationing a police officer every other block downtown, what can we do?
You know, there's moments right now that are occurring. You know, the Crossroads Association, which also needs to be held accountable for what they've allowed to occur over the past, you know, I would say, you know, 8 to 10 years. You know, it's not just out of town landlords. We have to be very aware of this. It's also landlords that are here locally. They're not doing the research in who they're having become tenants in the buildings that they own. And it's not every liquor store. It's not every dispensary. It's bad actors that are being allowed to get away with breaking the rules that allow our society to function. And it's all these threads that are just slowly unraveling that have put us in a situation that we are in today, where we are getting ready to host the greatest sporting event the world has to offer. And everybody's seen the news. Well, the hotels are down and all these different types of situations, you know, and the reality of it is why would they stay in Kansas City? They only have to go to Arrowhead. There's Prairie Village. There's Olathe. There's Northland. There's Columbia, Missouri. There's Omaha, Nebraska. The list goes on and on and on. And we're doing it to ourselves. Hmm. We're doing it to ourselves by not being responsive enough to take care of all of these little things, these little caveats that keep structure alive and well. And when those things start to fall apart, this is what happens.
We want to continue this conversation, also get into some of the things that you just mentioned. David Lopez, the steward of Manny's Restaurant in Kansas City, one of my favorites, by the way, former president of the Kansas City Restaurant Association. Stick around, 913-586-7798. He's one of our favorites, and he runs one of our favorite restaurants here in town. David Lopez, the steward of Manny's. Mom still owns it.
Yes, she does.
You are the steward of Manny's in Kansas City, also the former president of the Kansas City Restaurant Association. We brought you in to talk about the hour changes at Town Topic, but there are other issues, and you hinted at the World Cup, that are coming to Kansas City very soon.
One of the things I've never understood, even with respect to the violent crime issue and the homicides and all of that stuff, David, is that other cities have dealt with this exact same thing. Look back through history. Look at the 80s, my God. Mm-hmm. And they have somehow figured some of this stuff out.
Boston is a classic example.
Boston's homicides went from hundreds and hundreds to 30. And then one year, I think they had 10.
It was so a little bit north of that. But
somehow
yeah.
They have figured that out. And we've always said, we need to just fly everybody to Boston and say, what the heck did you do there? Because I think from the crime problem, the other things sort of fall in line and solve themselves behind that, if we could get that figured out.
I think the biggest issue that we're dealing with is, you know, like I spoke about earlier, you know, 2 years ago, we do the big Fox 4 story, and there was real change. There was real push from City Hall, KCPD.
About the sideshows.
About the sideshows, about the crime. You know, then all of a sudden you start to see numbers going down and you start to see this big push. But the problem is that big push, all of a sudden, you know, we're pushing it down. Numbers are dropping, but we're not fixing those core systemic little things that become these massive problems, because they just start to unfurl and unravel. And we're not fixing the everyday situations that are occurring in downtown Kansas City. It has to be addressed on a daily basis. One big swoop, 6 months, a year, it is not enough. It is not enough action. There needs to be a plan to where we are all, City Hall, KCPD, Crossroads Associations, neighborhood associations, mm-hmm. business owners, customers, all of us, we have to be on the same page, pushing in a direction for one another. This is our home. This is our community. We have to find a way to put our own personal differences aside. Safety is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. It is an issue that concerns us all and matters to us all. It's not a belief platform. It's a We need platform. We need protection. We need governing rule. We need laws. We need enforcement of those laws from the health department to Kansas City Public Works to KCPD. Everybody always wants to point the finger at KCPD. There are other groups and organizations within Kansas City, Missouri that fall underneath city council that need to do their due diligence and their job on a daily basis.
If I didn't know any better, you sound like a future mayor.
No, oh, man, come on. Come on now. I just became a grandpa. Let me focus on
and
that.
And congratulations
first.
On that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man. CeCe, I love you if you're somehow listening.
Adorable. Let's move to some lighter fare, maybe lighter fare. The World Cup is coming to Kansas City in less than a month. What are you, as a business owner, as a restaurateur, what are you anticipating is going to be the benefits and maybe even the detractions of having the World Cup?
I'm a very positive guy. I think you both know this about me. People that know me well know how hopeful I am. We're opening on Mondays, June 15th through July 6th.
Wow.
We're going to open on Mondays. We're going to close at 9 o'clock on Mondays, but we're going to be open on Mondays. We haven't been open on Mondays since COVID. We're very excited. We're going to open until 11 o'clock on Friday nights and Saturday nights. We are prepared. We are ready. You know, prepare it is the way. Manny Lopez and Vivian Lopez, without a plan, you can't be successful. We have a big restaurant. We have a big staff. We do big business, and we are always ready for big opportunity. And so at Manny's restaurant, we're going to do what we do, and we're going to do it extremely well. And we are going to be us. We're not going to get too high. We're not going to get too low. We're going to be excited, and we're going to be welcoming.
Speaking of too high, what do you think about the all-day alcohol thing?
Well,
well played.
That is a sweet transition. That is something that our restaurant association did about a little bit over a year ago. And as we saw, Quentin Lucas and city council had some concerns with that.
Of course.
And I think they're valid concerns. You know, I really do believe that. I think the compromise that was made to stay open until 3 a.m., then apply with a security plan to be open until 5 a.m., I think that's a fair compromise. I do believe that it's very difficult for me, just as a citizen, if I take my restaurant cap off, just as a citizen to say, okay, well, how are we going to control all that extra time
right.
when we can't control what we're going through right now? I think that's a very valid point that the mayor made. And I think his compromise that occurred with our members at the Restaurant Association was fair.
Are staffs happy about it or like, oh, God? Like, is it a good thing? Like, how many people are going to be wanting to tie one on at 4 a.m.? I'm being serious. I don't know.
I think it's a very different type of mentality is what we're seeing. You know, like the tipping issue, right?
Yeah.
Europeans
don't tip
because they're like, oh, we're going to stick it to you. No, it's their culture. It's what they do.
It's built into the check
and how they do it. So restaurants like Manny's Restaurant, we're going to add 18% gratuity automatically for dine-in customers so that my staff doesn't lose 20%. I can't have them do that. I can't have them go through that. We have to protect stewards. We have to protect the people that work for us. And as soon as July 6th comes and goes, we're back to normal business. You know, so those are the types of moments and movements that we are making. You know, the Netherlands, these guys and gals, they like to party.
They're crazy.
They like to get nuts. They like to get
crazy.
After it.
They march to games.
They do. It's going to be weird looking down I-70 and like, look at all those people marching down. But, you know, it's going to be a beautiful thing. And it's hard to be positive when you hear news like you heard today. The best asset that Kansas City has, and I've said this to the both of you before, it's people. Our people are second to none. We have a wonderful community. We are vibrant. We are welcoming. We are loving. We are hospitable. And we are caring. And we are going to be on center stage. And we are going to show and put our best foot forward. I know it in my heart.
What would be the problem with putting down sod over problematic parking spaces and growing flowers and making it a green space and not asking permission? They're out of state owners. They might be out of country owners. Like, let's just do it. Let's just make it a putt-putt green, and we won't even ask anybody.
Because the ne'er-do-wells will destroy it. The people who are causing the problem couldn't care less that you're putting down sod and planting flowers.
I asked during a break, can you just raise someone else's parking garage? And the answer was no, you cannot legally do that.
I think the mayor's statement this morning or earlier on social media about the issue, and it is an issue with out-of-town property owners. You know, if I can't see it and I can't hear it and I can't feel it, then it's not happening.
Not your problem.
We can't allow that type of mentality to occur in Kansas City. We can't, or else then we're just going to be like everyone else. And I refuse to let Kansas City go down that road. I will do all I can, you know, as much as I can, you know. And for me, this is where, you know, Rick Usher, former councilman, wonderful guy, is rocking and rolling with the Crossroads Associations. We've had all that construction. We're getting the walkable spaces. We're doing bike lanes. We're doing all of these wonderful things. And the green initiative to plant trees and grass and all these wonderful concepts and ideas were something that I didn't know or didn't feel like the Crossroads Association could accomplish. Now that Rick Usher is a part of this, now I feel like we have a good foot going forward because he's a can-do kind of guy and he's a listener and he's a good human. Not that there's not good people in the Crossroads Association, but they have to wear this as well. And they have to be responsible as well, too, for this. Now that you're charging a sales tax for a CID, we got to see some action.
We're short on time, so if you'll keep that in mind, we got about a minute and a half, two minutes left. I love the idea of, you know, especially with the parking lot next to Town Topic, banning out-of-town owners who couldn't care less mm-hmm. about the city. But how do you do that from a commercial standpoint? There are plenty of businesses in this city. Some of the biggest named hotels, restaurants that are owned by corporations that are not from Kansas City. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very difficult thing to look at. This might be beyond my paycheck. I do know that this is something that's a priority for the mayor's office and for other city councilmen and women. And I think it should be. This has to be addressed. There has to be some type of situation. Hit them where it hurts. Put a fine on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you can't be responsive to your neighbors, if you can't be responsive for your property, then you need to pay a price. That's just the reality of it. And the days of Kansas City and City Hall and Public Works and the Health Department and KCPD, the warning days are over. It's time for action. That's what needs to happen. That's exactly what needs to happen.
David Lopez with Manny's in Kansas City, also former president of the Kansas City Restaurant Association. Always appreciate your time. It's great
to
see
you both enough.
And congrats on the new grandbaby.
It's pretty awesome.
Sweet baby
girl. It's a pretty sweet deal. I love every second of it.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. You know how it's rumored that The Simpsons always predicts future events?
I don't know that it's rumored. I think they do.
You're right. Story from the New York Post that The Simpsons and The X-Files both predicted the Hantavirus outbreak
mm-hmm.
that we're dealing with right now.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
They also predicted COVID.
That's
and
correct.
The murder bees.
Wasn't it The Simpsons that predicted COVID?
Yeah. The Simpsons predicted COVID, the murder bees.
The election of Donald Trump.
I was going to say Trump's presidency. Huh. They predicted that one like 15 years before it happened.
How do they know?
I'm convinced the writer, Matt, can't remember his last name. It starts with a G.
Gehring.
No, Gatsby works for Odyssey.
Matt Gapsky works down the hall.
Gehring. It's Gehring.
Anyway, I'm convinced Matt he's Gapsky. A time traveler.
You know, the other writer on that show is Jenny Matthews.
I just saw him yesterday.
Jenny Matthews writes
it
for The Simpsons.
It starts with a G.
Gapsky.
By the way, and they use phone data to find this out, in the last year there has been a 42% drop in visits to the United States from Canadians. They used cell phone tracking data and found that 42% found a 42% drop in Canadian visits to the U.S. Let's see if they got anybody else here. Myrtle Beach, by the way, was one of the hardest hit places, a 65% drop in Canadian visits to Myrtle Beach.
Wow. Yep.
San Francisco and Miami also saw major drops. And they're also boycotting U.S. goods.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Have you put out your Oreo feeder?
I have not.
With jelly and oranges?
I have not.
I will remind you that we have millions and millions and millions of feathered friends migrating over us this week. And if you put out bird seed, bird food, oranges, and jelly, you will know a joy and a peace that heretofore you have not known. I'm going to get you one of those feeders for your birthday, Scott. It's just going to sneak up on you. You don't even know you like birds.
I have a dog.
And then it doesn't matter. We have a dog.
My dog is aggressive towards other animals.
In a tree?
Mm. Are you trying to drag him into this birding obsession of yours?
I am. I'm going
to
do it. I'm going to do it.
Birthdays today. George Lucas is 82.
Oh, wow.
Mark Zuckerberg is 42. We got to run. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.